For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. The Ninth Circuit Court heard oral arguments in Pasadena Monday for a second attempt to overturn a new California law that phases out private, for-profit prisons and immigration detention centers. KVCR's Megan Jamerson reports.
The appeal by the Biden administration and GEO Group, one of the nation's largest private prison companies, comes after a lawsuit by GEO and the Trump administration failed last year. That lawsuit was filed shortly before the state ban was set to go into effect and after Immigration and Customs Enforcement signed long-term contracts worth billions of dollars with GEO and the other companies that run California's four immigration detention centers. Earlier this year, President Biden signed an executive order to end privately run prisons, but the order did not ban for-profit immigration detention centers. Nationwide, these centers have been under increasing scrutiny. A USA Today investigation found thousands of documented grievances, including allegations of sexual assault and medical neglect. Megan Jamerson, KVCR News.
A new San Bernardino County Fire all-risk hand crew has completed their hiring and critical training and is ready to respond. The new hand crew, dubbed Crew 7, is based out of Glen Helen Fire Camp. Professional hand crew members go through training that includes wildland fire behavior, advanced wildland firefighting tactics, saw and hand tool techniques, helicopter operations, structure protection techniques, and more. All members are emergency medical technicians or first responder trained. San Bernardino County Fire Battalion Chief Mike Wachowski says the addition of Crew 7 gives us another card in the deck of firefighting options. Hand crew teams can serve multiple roles in fire suppression as they can create fire lines, defensible space, and conduct mop-up operations, improving efficiency and relieving firefighters and medic engines to return back to service. SBCOFD hand crews are also involved in various community projects that provide hazard fuel mitigation in fire-prone areas such as mountain communities like Forest Falls, Angeles Oaks, and Lytle Creek. Three Republican lawmakers are asking Governor Gavin Newsom to explain his decision to keep a COVID-19 emergency declaration in place past June 15th. That's the date many of California's pandemic restrictions are set to end. But Newsom said last week the state of emergency would remain. Among the GOP lawmakers wanting answers, Assemblyman Kevin Kiley, who represents an area north of Sacramento.
State of emergency is a legal term that says that there's A, conditions of extreme peril, and B, that these conditions are of such a magnitude that they're beyond the ability of any local jurisdiction to control.
Kiley, who holds a law degree from Yale, previously sued the governor for overstepping executive authorities during the pandemic. Newsom won an appeal, but Kiley says he'll take it to the California Supreme Court later this month. Motorists are being urged to again plan for delays on Interstate 10 between Beaumont and the Coachella Valley due to nighttime lane and ramp closures associated with the so-called I-10 tune-up. Caltrans says motorists westbound along the entire length of the project route should plan for overnight lane closures nightly through Thursday from 7 p.m. to 6:30 a.m. Crews will be doing paving and restriping work. Multiple ramp closures along the route are also scheduled. A moderate earthquake struck near the Salton Sea on Saturday, but there were no immediate reports of injuries or serious damage. The U.S. Geological Survey said the magnitude 5.3 earthquake was reported at 10:55 a.m. and centered around 6.8 miles west of Calipatria. It was the biggest among a cluster of earthquakes reported in the area Saturday morning. For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.